Hello, I'm Anthony Cangelosi, a program manager on the Visual Studio Platform team. Visual Studio helps you use many developer services, from Azure to Visual Studio Online. Today I'm going to show you some of the work we've done to make it easier to use Work School accounts or Microsoft accounts in Visual Studio 2015. Let's go straight to a demo. In Visual Studio 2013, we added a top-level Microsoft account that let developers roam popular settings and unlock the IDE with an online subscription. As more organizations started adopting Azure Active Directory, it was only natural to expect Visual Studio to let users sign in with these work or school accounts as well. Now, when you sign in to Visual Studio 2015, you can sign in with a Microsoft account or a Work School account. Your settings roam the same when using your Work School account. And if you have a Visual Studio Online subscription assigned to that account, VS will automatically unlock the IDE for you. Of course, you can still have the option to unlock the IDE with a product key if you prefer. Trying Visual Studio 2015 on a virtual machine or setting up a new device for the first time should be easier after you sign in using the same account you used in the last release. The IDE will pick up any of the roam settings you change, like your preferred profile, theme, as you saw change here, fonts, colors, shortcuts, text editor settings, and start roaming them with Visual Studio 2015. Now Blend also roams many of its commonly used settings in this release as well. We even share some settings, like your text editor preferences, between Blend and VS, so you don't have to set them separately in each app. I'm pretty excited about some of the new features in this release that we're building that take roaming settings into their design from the start. I change my tool window layout all the time, depending on my hardware configuration, whether I'm connected over a remote desktop, or based on the task I'm working on. Now, as I customize my layouts, I can select Save Window Layouts under the Windows menu, and Visual Studio remembers exactly which tool windows I have visible, together with their size and position. I can save multiple layouts, give each of them a name, and Visual Studio roams them with my personalization account, like these layouts that were downloaded when I signed in. We also heard developers wanted their personalization account to do more than just roam settings and unlock the ID. Now when you sign into your personalization account, the account is available to any feature in the IDE. For example, when I go to Team Explorer, I can see all of the Visual Studio Online accounts that I have membership in. When I go to Server Explorer, I get access to all of the subscriptions in Azure that I have access to administer and the resources from within those subscriptions. And features like App Insights can use this account to set up a telemetry project. Many of us use more than one online account to access developer services. Whether you have separate accounts for work versus personal development, dev and production accounts in separate domains, or separate consulting gigs, each using a different account, you used to have to sign in and out of each feature to switch between these accounts. In Visual Studio 2015, you can add new Microsoft or Work School accounts as you work and immediately use resources from these accounts. Let's go and add a new connected services to my Windows application. When I select Mobile Services and Configure, I see here that my Cafe Cangelosi account doesn't have any services, but I can click on the Account Picker, Add an Account, and sign in with a different identity and access resources from that account. These online accounts are all managed from the Account Settings dialog. All the accounts you use in Visual Studio, Blend, or MTM are listed here in the All Accounts section. You should think of the personalization account like any other account in the list. We call it out separately just to make it clear which account you designated for personalized services like roaming your settings. New accounts can be added all at once from here, or you can remove any account you're no longer using. The list of accounts is also roamed to any device where you designate the same personalization account. There are many more developer services in Visual Studio you can use. Here are some links to learn more about Azure and Visual Studio Online. We're continuing to make it easier to get connected and use all of these services from the IDE. So look for more to come in the next update. Thank you.